going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You know, life's about a series of moments and a series of decisions. And unfortunately, sometimes you got to make the ones that are not necessarily just for you.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, I had to do that, B, because I got an invite to play golf with the legendary John Walton and others in North Carolina. But I had to kind of hold it down for Mother's Day back in Maryland. Voice of the Capitals, John Walton, joins us now.
John, I'll give you my number next time I'll be there.
we would take you, my friend, I'll tell you.
I let JP handle them. I'm going to send Monica over there with him, too.
Let's start with the most important athletic event of the weekend, John. Who won the match? How was the golf?
That would be Mr. Al Kokin, who hauled that one into the boat. Yes, he the smoke show knows how to hit him down the middle. He did very well yesterday.
He consistent, man. That dude is consistent. Yes.
Really good short game when I played with him, too. I was impressed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's in and around the greens. He does his number. He's good at he made some putts yesterday, too. We did, the rest of us did all right. It was a great day to be out for sure, though.
Yeah, it seemed like all the rain, all the concerns held off. Seemed like you probably got good weather. Okay, now we'll get to the hockey, John. Obviously, game three, the final result was pretty ugly. The third period, frankly, was kind of pretty tilted one direction. But the first period was arguably the best they've played in the playoff. The first period of game three might have been the best Washington's played throughout this playoff run. How much do you take away from Saturday, and how do they right the ship tonight?
I think you take a lot away from Saturday, and when you look at the first period, you're right. It was the best period of, I think, the postseason, especially when you take into account the opponents and the hostilities here and all of that when you're playing in Raleigh and it's a loud building. I mean, they managed to take them out very quickly, the crowd. It was pretty quiet. I thought if you get a puck or two to go in there, especially maybe Ovechkin at the end, then you're probably saying, okay, it's a different game. You're up 2-0 after one. You're probably going to end up winning the hockey game. But they didn't get a bounce to go their way. And I think that's probably – and Freddie Anderson was terrific. So that's definitely to be noted there. But I think all in all, if you take that as the blueprint and you say, okay, we needed to get one of these in Raleigh and you still have another chance at that, and you come out the same way that you did in that game, and do that and, continue to work, continue to have that belief that, you stick to the system, it's going to work. And I think there's a lot to that. Spencer Carberry was, I think, saying along those lines immediately after the game and then again yesterday in his media avail at the hotel that, there is a lot to being able to go to school on what happened in the first period and carry that over 60 minutes. If they play that way over 60 minutes, even if there's going to be some momentum turns the other way, they're going to win a hockey game. And obviously tonight's a big one because if you win, you have home ice back. It's a best of three. Two of them are going to be at Capital One Arena if you need them. And you're in really good shape. If you lose tonight, you're in really rough shape because you're going to have to win three in a row. You're going to have to win one here when you have not won here yet in the series. So a lot riding for sure on this game four here tonight.
Certainly. And I just, you know, I thought, I don't know that you could say Ovi or Carlson had their best games in game three. And I know Carlson in his comments yesterday kind of like owned to that. Like just said, I've got to personally be better. A lot of us have to personally be better. What have you noticed from Ovi? It seems like obviously he's such a threat on the power play or when he's able to get a shot, but you know, Carolina's buzzing and I don't know that he is.
He has been quiet this series. I mean, he does have a point. So there is something to that. I think especially in game three, it was probably relevant because the line matching that Rod Brind'Amour is able to do when he gets last change here means in putting their top line with Svechnikov and Aho. And in the second half of the game, it started with Blake. It's been Blake in the series, but they put Jarvis on that line and seemed to get some good effect out of that. But it's a tough matchup because all those guys are big skating guys. And, you know, Dylan Strome is a lot of things offensively and heart and soul in a lot of ways to what this team does offensively, but he's not the quickest skater. So I would not be surprised, and we're going to learn here coming up at 11:30, team's going to hit the ice here in Raleigh. But I would imagine we saw Tom Wilson get elevated and play on that line. We may see that tonight where Wilson goes up to kind of be, if not a real change offensively, because he and Protas are both very good, but at least giving those guys something to think about when Wilson's on the ice, that might be something they counter with. I think we might see Ryan Leonard get back in tonight. You know, he's been out for a couple of games.
Is that just trying to get some speed?
He's not afraid to hit either, so I kind of get the sense that we may see him get back in tonight. Little tweaks. I don't think you're going to do anything big, but you know, you've got to try and light a spark. You know, seven games seems like a long way until you get to game four. It's like, wow, we're running out of games here. So it's going to be, I think, imperative that they do get off to a good start again offensively. And, you know, it's not the end of the world, like Spencer said yesterday, if you give up the first goal. You know, a lot of belief in the room and all that. But, you know, going back to 2019, these are two different teams here, but the Capitals have never won in this building in the playoffs. They're 0-4 and have been outscored 16-3. So even though the game wasn't as lopsided as 4-0 would indicate, and 2019's three losses here don't really factor into anything at all, but it's just that this team has always struggled in this building. So being able to come out and, you know, with some authority tonight, no matter what the lines look like and whatever they've got to do, whether it's Ovechkin, Carlson, you know, some other guys, as you mentioned, that are having a little trouble getting going offensively in series. They need it from a lot of different places.
Is a fast start necessary? I mean, is that a necessity?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think if you say it could go a number of different ways. Like if it's scoreless at the end of the first, and it was the other night, and you say, okay, there's a little bit of an uh-oh because you didn't score when you had all these opportunities, and you're like, boy, I hope that doesn't come back to haunt him, and it did. But if you get to the end of the first period and the shots are even, and or even you've got, you know, a little bit of an edge in zone time and you did things the right way, I think one of the things we've seen with this team this year is they've got the belief to be able to say, okay, listen, we just got to stick with the plan. It's working. We just have to get, you know, we got to have faith that eventually we're going to break through here. I think that qualifies as a good start. I don't know that I'd call it a fast start, but it would be a good start. Whatever good comes from the first period, I think they would take. Obviously, if you're up 3-0 after one, that would be fantastic. But the way that Freddie Anderson's gone in this series, he's got the best goals against average in the playoffs. He's been tough to beat. He gets the shutout last game. So just continuing to get those second chances, work and get to the middle as much as you can, and then generate what you can in that first 20. Hopefully it results in a goal or two.
John, I'm not an expert at none of this stuff, but I love watching hockey, and I watch what the different teams do. Carolina throws pucks at the net all day long, okay?
Yeah.
And then they crash it. And I think when you do that, you do put a goalie on his heels and you put a team on their heels. We seem to want to have a perfect shot or a perfect pass. I'm not trying to say get out of what the game frame is, but we got to take a little bit more than what we do. I just think they have to do a little more to make them feel that they're going to come at them.
I certainly don't disagree with the notion that if they want to try and get a few more pucks at Anderson to create second chances, and I think that could start with a guy like Jacob Chychrun, who was good offensively in the first round but doesn't have a point in this series, getting some of those shots through. And maybe it's a goal because heaven knows he's got the shot to do it. But even if he gets it through, to your point, getting something in on Anderson, he makes the save. But Anderson's rebound control is not the best. I mean, the thing that's been, I think, frustrating in this series, and again, kind of to your point here, is that, you know, there haven't been enough chances of the second chance variety to be able to come in and say, all right, bang around and try and come up with some greasy ones in front, because, you know, they just haven't been able to get that many pucks through. And when they do, you know, they just haven't been able to clean up those opportunities. So I think something along those lines. I don't know that it has to be quantity. I'm not thinking of a number or anything, but I think more from the blue line, more from, you know, especially a guy like Chychrun, who has, you know, a monstrous ability to get it through. Carlson, too. I think you can look at that pairing. Matt Roy, certainly when he was at his best in the second half of the season, you know, he would fire stuff from anywhere. He was very good at trying to generate first chances and try and create second ones. So I think that probably starts with the defenseman, and hopefully they can work from there to be able to kind of find the back of the net on chance two or maybe even like chance three in front of Anderson.
John, last one from me. Just in the three of us chatting here, talking with our friend John Walton, voice of the Caps. You can listen to the coverage tonight right here on 106.7 The Fan, which I actually synced my TV up on Saturday, John, and I got to say it's a tremendously more enjoyable experience listening to you on the call. I think the Turner coverage is way better than the ESPN coverage, but still, like, just having you on the call and watching it is pretty damn dope. So folks should try to do that tonight at home if they want. But our conversation here, we all sound a little nervous, a little worried, and maybe that's natural with them facing a 2-1 deficit with another game in their building tonight. I don't want to speak for you. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if that is how you feel, is there any chance the team feels that way?
My feeling from the beginning and even now, and we talked to Dubois and Carlson yesterday and being around the coach, and I don't sense that at all. I doesn't mean that they're going to win the series, but I think that belief is there. I think that one of the hallmarks of this team under Spencer Carberry is being focused on whatever is happening today and not worrying about what happened 2 days ago and not worrying about what happens 2 days from now. I think that they have a remarkable focus, and I think of Tom Wilson when I say this, just the leadership ability to be to say, look, last game wasn't good enough, and we need to be better. And the Caps have not lost this year. They haven't had back-to-back losses yet. So my expectation would be on that, just as the sample size of the playoffs, yes, Game 3 against Montreal was one of their worst of the postseason, one of their worst, I think, in the second half of the year. Nothing went right in Game 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure, okay, they had trouble with the crowd. They never got their offense going, and suddenly there's good ice at Bell Center, and their water bugs on the top line are going crazy. And all they did was turn around and just shut it down in Game 4, and Montreal never won again. So I think that ability to do that, I think their faith in themselves and their ability to be able to say, look, we weren't good enough last time. That's how they, 25 times this year, they were 25-7 after a loss in the regular season and the playoffs. They're 2-0 in the postseason doing so. So it's not great in the way that it ended up here in game three, but it would be a departure from everything we've seen all year, including the playoffs, if they lost tonight, because that's what they've done every time. So I think bearing that in mind, and the playoffs are all about not getting too high and too low, and it's difficult, trust me, for me personally and for the guys, and for, you know, it, every loss feels like, oh, my God, they lost. And as like, you win, it's like, oh, we're going all the way. You know, it's just that emotional wave, I think. You know, I mean, I'm a pretty emotional guy, and just the way I feel about it. But I think the cold hard facts are that nothing shakes these guys. And in the circumstances here, they're a great road team, one of the best road teams in Capitals history this year. So all things pointing to adjustments, which I think we'll see. Good goaltending performance from Logan Thompson, and a win that evens the series.
I needed that, John. I needed to hear what you just said.
That's what I'm here for.
I imagine I'm not alone, dude. They haven't lost two in a row all year. That is my mantra for today. If you tune into NBC4 this afternoon, you might hear that stat like four different times when I have a live hit.
I love it,
John. Thank you very much for the time, bro.
All right, fellas, have a great day.
All right, Jay.
Game tonight.
Take care, brother.
John Walton, absolute class and a true whiz calling these games. If you want to listen tonight, right here on 106.7 The Fan, all your Caps coverage. We're also starting to get some NFL schedule official news, not just the leaks and the reports. We got official news.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.